Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We've begun to air the Soul Ties series. These programs are a powerful tool regarding personal relationships and biblical principles. Pastor Steve, what are the benefits for following God's laws for relationships?
Our blessings come through obedience to the Word of God. We must avoid living by our emotions. We discern truth through God's Word and not other people. Therefore, we should not yield ourselves emotionally to anyone who disregards the Word of God. If you do that, it will lead to some serious issues.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Let's get into today's program. Hello and welcome to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
For everything, there is a time and a curve. And I can see that my season has come to an end. If your season ends because of an offense, your season's not over. You need to do what the Word of God says. See, and this is so important. Because, again, we can allow our souls to be deceived by our emotions and our feelings. Well, I don't want to talk to you. I'm just shut off from you. I don't want to listen to you. So it must be God. No. Hey, there's more than one spirit in the world. God said, love everybody. God said, forgive everybody. You don't want to see me? You don't want to be with me? Does that sound like God? When you see me, you want to ignore me now? Am I teaching truth? Some of you are surprised I'm saying it. It's good. It's good to hear the truth. See, truthfully, folks, we need to obey the scripture. In Matthew 18 and 15, it says, if someone offends you, go privately and point out the fault. And if they listen and they confess, you've won that person back. God doesn't destroy and separate relationships. God restores relationships. God doesn't divide. He unites. Well, God spoke to my heart. God told me. I know that this is the Lord. You know what the Bible says in Jeremiah 17 and 9? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You can't even know what your heart feels and what you really think. Especially when you're going through situations in your life. A lot of us, truth be told, when we're going through things, we'd love to point to other people and say what they did, how this happened. But truthfully, our lives really are under our own control. We need to look in the mirror and say, what has happened? And what have I done to contribute to this situation? What is going on with me and my life? And not point the finger at other people. If we were to be honest, we would get down to the truth of what's really happening inside of us. Now, the Bible goes on to say in verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart and I test the mind. I'm going to read the whole verse once again. The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? And God says, I, the Lord, search the heart, and I test the mind. Now, how does God do that? Is he going to come down and talk to you? Well, you're already having problems hearing. How do you know it's God? Well, this is how you know it's God. Pick up the Bible. Read it. Because only it really divides your soul from the spirit. Amen, amen. That's how you know if God is talking to you. And that's so important for us to do. Well, I don't care what the Bible says. I just know what I feel and what I think. Well, you don't want to know the truth then. Because only the Bible is true. And that's something that we really need to deal with in our hearts. Hebrews chapter 4 and 13, it says, there is no creature hidden from God's sight, but all things are naked and open to his eyes. And to him and him alone shall we all give an account. You can say it was the Lord, but someday you're going to stand before God. And he's going to say, oh, you know when you said that was me? That wasn't me. That was you. Why wait for that? Just admit it's you. Just admit I didn't go to the scriptures and check this out. Just release another newsreel saying, I retract that statement. I really didn't check it out through the facts of the word. You know, if we fail to forgive from the heart, the Bible says that we come under the influence of an evil spirit. See, we live in a spirit world. You know, I begin by reading that scripture to you. And it went on to say that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. These are spirits. They're around. You can't even see them. But they're also influencing our lives. And let me just say something to you. The devil doesn't like you. The devil is doing everything in his power to deceive you and to stop you from fulfilling God's purpose and plan for your life. Spirits do speak. That's why you have to have the word of God to find out who is really talking to you. Don't do anything in the dark. Well, the Lord told me. Well, show it to me in his word. This is so, so very important. Well, I was angry and I just had to leave. And no, it wasn't necessary to get together with the person because he released me. God released you. God released you from obeying his word. Imagination is funny. In Matthew chapter 18 and 34, it says that this was an individual who was forgiven by his master. Jesus was telling this parable. He was forgiven of a debt he couldn't pay. But then he went to someone else who owed him like $10. In comparison, he said, now you give me my money. And they said, I can't pay. And because they couldn't pay, he threw them in prison. And one of the other servants heard that he had done that, so they went back to the master. Don't you like people who tattletale on you when you do the wrong thing? Well, let me just say this. God knows what you're doing anyway, so no one has to tattletale on you. So it got back to the king, and the king brought him forth, and this is what we're talking about in Matthew 18, 34. His master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. And then Jesus said these words, so my heavenly Father will also do to you when you do not forgive from your heart. Now the torturer there speaks of an evil spirit. It talks about torment. God will allow torment in your life through unforgiveness. And we know that people are tormented by people that they have not been able to forgive. Doctors will tell you that many sicknesses are a result of unforgiveness in your heart toward other people. Now, I'm going to continue to talk about this because there are so many aspects of relationships that we need to understand. It's possible to come under the influence and control of other people that we submit to in a relationship and think that we're hearing from God. And the reason being is because the inner voice of the soul and the spirit are so close, you can be confused. Again, that's why you must go to the word of God, which divides the soul from the spirit. The children of Israel and their relationship with God, they felt many things that was opposite of what God was saying in his word. And they would not compare notes with the Bible to find out if what they were feeling is true. That is the way many people are today. They just want to tell you, oh, the Lord said. Oh, this is God. But they never go to the scriptures and say, now the Bible says this. I felt this. I went to the Bible and the Lord has backed this up. And let me submit this to you how he's done it. In Jeremiah 7 and 23, it says, I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and you shall walk in all of the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. So God begins by saying, listen, I want to be your God, I want you to be my people, and I want you to be blessed. And it happens as you listen to my word, not your emotions, not your feelings. And then God says, but they did not listen to me, nor incline their ear, but they walked in the counsels of their own imaginations, the imaginations of their heart, and they went backward, not forward. They went backward, not forward. Now hear the word of the Lord this morning, people. Because the Lord is always bringing us forward. He's always bringing us forward. Whether it's a closer relationship to Him or promotion in our life, God brings us forward. But when you have a revelation that you want to go backward, that's not God. The Bible says here, they walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their own heart, and they went backward and not forward. Let me say this to you. We are all, every single one of us, are capable to be deceived. Every single one of us. Don't think that I can never. I'm God's chosen child. The devil can't deceive me. When I hear, I hear. When I hear, I hear. I don't doubt you hear. The question is, where are you hearing from?
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
In Matthew 16 and 16, it says that when Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say I am? Simon Peter said, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus immediately answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon, son of John, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. So he was saying, you just heard the voice of God. God revealed that to your spirit, that I'm the Son of God. But soon after that, Jesus began to talk about his death and his resurrection. And the same man who just heard from God says, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Now, Peter had a problem because why would you rebuke Jesus? Who would rebuke Jesus? He just said he's the Son of God. To rebuke Jesus meant he was on Jesus' level, at least, to talk to the Son of God and rebuke him. Pride is a strange thing. It's the part of a religious spirit. Because you can come off sounding so right, but most people can see you're doing the wrong thing. I think the other disciples, when Peter pulled them aside and said, "Lord, let that be far from you," the others were just saying, "Time out, Peter. You just said he's God. You just said he's the Son of God. Time out. Don't try to correct God, Peter. Peter, hey, Peter." Peter just went on saying, "Oh, you will never go to the cross. Oh, that's not God's plan for you. Lord, this shall never happen." But he quickly turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan." You need to be able to discern when God is talking to you through somebody and the devil is talking through that person to you. Jesus wasn't confused. Peter was confused because he was not lining up with the prophecies about the Son of God dying on the cross. See, I'm simply trying to say we know truth by the word. We know it by the word, people. We don't try to get it from other people or get it from our emotions and get it from what feels good. We find out what is truth through the word. Peter didn't do that. So as a result of that, Satan used his emotions to speak to Jesus. What was Satan trying to do? He was trying to get Jesus not to fulfill God's mission and purpose for his life. Satan had tried in the wilderness. What happened? Jesus shut him down with the word. So what did he do? He brought his favorite disciple. I want you to see this. Because things the devil will never be able to do to you directly, he'll use someone else to get you to make the wrong decision and remove you from the purpose and plan of God for your life. Hear me what I'm saying this morning. Because it's real. It's very, very real. Now listen to what Jesus said. He said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." Hear me what I'm saying. Jesus was saying whatever is comfortable for men, that's what you promote. It's a difficult situation. Oh, God is saying you don't have to go through that. You got trouble in your marriage? Oh, God says, why stay? Oh, you've got trouble in the church? Oh, you've lost your zeal? It's that season again. Again. Hear me, people. Jesus said, you're an offense to me because you always cater to the feelings of men. Don't talk to me about your feelings. Talk to me about what the Word of God says. Because that's the only truth that really exists. It's not our feelings, people. And you need to understand that. Oh, I wish I had so much more time. So much to say, so little time to say. Let me just say this. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, come on, let's all turn there. Romans 16 and 16, I say A. It provides a spiritual principle relating to submission emotionally to other people. It's talking about yielding ourselves. Now, I want you to see that this is a principle. It says, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants are, his servants ye are to whom ye obey." Once again, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey." Now the word yield means to give way as required. When you enter into a relationship with an individual and you want to keep that relationship, sometimes they'll do inappropriate things, they'll say inappropriate things. But you will yield to them just so that you can keep the relationship. Because maybe that's not the way you really feel. That's not the way you really think. And often, people will come to you with offenses and talk to you about concerns and things in their lives, complaining. And as you continue to listen to those things and you don't rebut them and say, oh, no, but the Bible says this, that we should not gossip. The Bible says that if we have an offense, we should go and speak to the other person. The Bible says, see, when we use the Bible, when we say the Bible says, we cut down that soulish talk and the soulish influence that is trying to come upon us. But when you sit there and just listen and listen and listen and listen, something happens to you. And you come under the influence of the same spirit that's on that person. This is so important, folks, because you need to understand that whoever you allow to speak into your life, you become like that person. There becomes a transference of spirits. Now you say, oh, no, you're going into the spirit realm. Yes, I am. I don't have time to talk about it this week, but next week we really will. But let's just deal with it this way. I have any moms and dads here? How many of you know that if Johnny lives up the street and you have a young child and Johnny is a troublemaker, he's rebellious, he doesn't listen to his parents, he doesn't do what's right, he uses profanity, that you are not going to allow your child to play with Johnny and to spend the night with Johnny and to go anywhere with Johnny? Why? Because you don't want him to come under the influence of that child. We are all influenced by the people that we have in our lives. And a person's complaint will become your complaint. And a person's dissatisfaction will become your dissatisfaction if you sit there and take it in. The best thing to do is to get up and walk out. Refute it with the word of God and just walk out. And realize that you don't want that spirit to come upon you. I am talking about soul ties, and I am just getting started.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The Soul Ties series continues today with part 2. Join us tomorrow for part 3. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if he is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer, and God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance, and I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. And you put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time. And you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that you will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything everything we need, we find in you, and that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.